Today's scripture reading is Daniel chapter 3 verses 17 and 18 and Daniel chapter 6 verses 21 and 22. Let me read Daniel 3:17 and 18. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O King. But even if it does not, we want you to know, O King, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. Next, 6:21 and 22. Daniel answered, O King, live forever. My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me, because I was found innocent in his sight, nor have I ever done any wrong before you, O King. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, members of more than 2,500 overseas branch churches of the States, Canada, Honduras, Peru, Argentina, Germany, France, Russia, Belgium, and the Netherlands, and of African countries including Kenya, Uganda, Congo, and Egypt, and China, Japan, Pakistan, Indonesia, the Philippines, Taiwan, India, and Mongolia, members of branch churches and branch sanctuaries in this country, members attending this service through the internet all over the world, and TV viewers. Today, I will continue to deliver the message about the goodness of Daniel and his three friends in this seventh session of goodness. In the last session, I explained how Daniel and his three friends completely fulfilled the goodwill of God even when they were taken to a Gentile country as captives. God the Father recognized their hearts as goodness because they hated thoroughly what God hated, they never made compromises, and they never betrayed God's trust in them, even under such a situation as they had to risk their own lives. When they remained steadfast in following His goodwill, no matter when and no matter where, God was so pleased that He let them acquire greater power and honor. You can find those who sacrifice their lives for what seems to be righteous in their own eyes. But the righteousness which lacks goodness is not perfect, and as a result, it cannot bear beautiful fruits. In the scripture, we can see how good their hearts and their confessions were when they neither made compromises nor betrayed God's trust in them by sacrificing their own lives. So, I will tell you about their good confession of lips and their good heart by which even God was moved. I pray to God in the name of the Lord that you may also touch the heart of God the Father and everyone you meet. Dear brothers and sisters, first, I will tell you about Daniel's three friends who were once thrown into the hot furnace, but later saved by God. They were challenged to be thrown into a furnace when they didn't worship the image of gold. The king became very furious and asked them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of gold I have set up?" And he threatened them with saying, "If you are ready to fall down and worship the image I've made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace." He didn't just threaten them. He added, "Then what God will be able to rescue from my hand?" He tried to win their willpower by threat and by appeasement. I and other members of the church went to the northern countries, and then they were treated by the same methods. And how did they reply? They flatly answered in Daniel 3:16, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter." They showed their firm willpower not to fall down before an idol and worship it despite the fact that they might be thrown into a blazing furnace and led to death. They courageously confessed in Daniel 3:17, "If we are thrown into a blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O King." The man of flesh will be very furious with this kind of confession. But they proclaimed clearly that God is Almighty in front of the king, who had said to them, "Then what God will be able to rescue from my hand?" When they didn't compromise at all, despite the threat of life, to keep their trust in God, God considered it good. Moreover, in the following verse 18, their confession continues, which is even a better one. "But even if it does not, we want you to know, O King, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." Even if we die in the blazing furnace, we will not worship your gods and your idols. Even if it does not, even if God doesn't save them from the blazing furnace, they made the firm confession that they would not worship the idol. I wonder how my brothers and sisters act on this kind of situation. I wish you may check your lips and your heart. If he just worshiped the image of gold he had set up, then you will be saved. They did not make such a confession just because they were not sure whether God would save them or not. They did believe God would be able to save them, but even if he would not save them, they confessed in their deep goodness that their trust in God and their love toward God would remain steadfast. This was because they fully entrusted everything to God, who is the master of their souls. Saving their lives wasn't an issue to them at all. They, however, were happy with the fact that they would follow the will of God. If that's the will of God, then I will just follow it. That's their faith. Because it's natural that we should believe whatever God says and follow the every rules he has set up. When we do it, it must become our happiness. I asked you, brothers and sisters, not to come to the airport to see off me when I was about to make a trip to northern country. But you came to the airport. I asked all the members of our this trip team to have to pretend to be there just the tourists. And I asked them not to know each other. We slept in the different hotels and motels. And I believe that God will lead us in every way. And I will just follow whatever directions He may lead to. The most important thing is, if I have ever followed His direction, ever followed His will. If I follow whatever God commands me to do, then it's going to be my happiness. Saving their lives wasn't an issue to them at all. They did not wish God would reward as much as they had done for Him. In other words, even when they were challenged to risk their own lives after they had done all the duties they were given by God, they never complained to God, or they never found it inconvenient. God recognized as goodness. As I give you testimony in the first service in the morning, you have to realize what kind of things God recognized as goodness. But how about you, my brothers and sisters? On the basis of His justice, God will not protect you when you have sinned. Is here anyone who keeps complaining when suffering troubles which only results from his or her own sin? If there is, then it's childishness. And what did you feel when your business didn't go well as planned? What did you feel when you were faced with difficulties even though you kept praying hard? Have you ever said to yourself like this and then lost your gratitude? I want to glorify God with my service. I would like to help expand the kingdom of God. Why haven't I been prosperous? Have you felt sorry and saying, Father God, why do you hesitate to give me blessing, although I have diligently sowed and been faithful to many duties? I ask you to look back whether you felt disheartened and despaired and finally gave up receiving answers. If you had such a good heart as Daniel and his three friends had, you would never feel sorry, disheartened, or despaired. Rather, you would be happy and satisfied with the fact that God accepted whatever you have sowed and acted upon the faith in God and His will. The thought of God is beyond that of a man. So, When your plan is not prosperous, you don't have to be disappointed or disheartened. God will not fail to reward those who trust God from their heart with the best things. People set their desires according to their own limited sight and wish for them. But God is better at knowing what the best to them is because He is limitless. When we look back on our missionary trips, then we can see how God has been protecting us and how He has led us to any directions. Even if there is some obstacles from the evils and Satan's, when we take a look at the result of our missionary trips, we have glorified even greater, regardless of their obstacles. Even if some of the people who are in high rank in their office, they want to attend the service whenever I went to missionary trip, and they were touched by our God's grace and love. So I know firmly that even if there is obstacles, God will lead us to wherever He wanted us to be. Even the wicked people tried to put Daniel into the lion's den, God just left it as it was. But when Daniel was saved, the God was glorified even more greatly. The evil Satans didn't know what God has in His mind. So he prosecuted Jesus Christ on the cross. But later on, he was his master plan to glorify the human beings. Because God is limitless, He always wants to give the best things to His children. If there is someone who believes that, and if he or she always trusts God, good God, and never changes whatever God may give to him or her, or whatever direction God may lead him or her to, God will consider him or her as a really good one. This is the truth, that God never fails to give the very best things to His children who have the steadfast faith in Him. Daniel's three friends were thrown into a furnace, which was heated 7 times hotter than usual. When Daniel's three friends made a great confession, it was kind of rude to the king. So he put those three friends into a furnace. But God protected them in the midst of the blazing furnace, and by that he was greatly glorified. God could control the king's heart so that he didn't command his soldiers to throw the three men into the furnace. But God actually allowed it. Haman's case was the same thing. He was When the wicked people plotted the wicked plan, God allowed it to happen. But later on, he used their plot to glorify himself and glorify his servants. Because our wisdom and our plan is limited, we may think that God is not helping us or God is not protecting us. But God is better at knowing the exact time and exact people how to be glorified. He knew in advance that even if he did, they would show the proof of their faith in their goodness. Through this incident, God the Father confirmed their faith, which nobody could argue with, and blessed them so much that they revealed His glory more greatly. When we see Daniel and his three friends, and when we see their goodness, what do you feel? When I read this script from the newspapers, I was so worried. Oh. Look at this picture. There is a Pope of the Catholic Church and a statue of Buddha. How could God's servants can compromise with the person who is worshipping idols? Just look at Daniel and his three friends. Even if they have to risk their own lives, they didn't worship the image of gold. How can these kind of things can happen? When we read the Bible, we can see everywhere in the Bible that God doesn't want us to worship the idol. We know the Ten Commandments. God commanded us not to worship any kind of idol or any kind of image of evils. If you are a child of mine, you should not worship the image of gold or image of any kind of creature. Do not make any kind of idol. But read the Bibles. Who made this kind of idol? Human beings. We did. We made this kind of idol. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And He is the Son of our God. And He is our Savior. But the other idols are the created things by our human beings. How can we worship it? How can God's servants pray for idols' blessing? We must obey God's rules and God's commandments. We must follow whatever He has said. But to look at the situation, this church is revealing God's power and God's wisdom all over the country and all over the world. But the evil Satan tried to block us and tried to prevent us from revealing God's power to all over the world. We know this fact. But still, we have to obey His rules and obey His commands. When you worship the idol, it's a proof that you are not worshiping me, you don't love me. You have seen those who worship the image or the idols. At the end, they were seriously sick, and their descendants will get sick as well. I've had such experience. Sometimes God told me He would surely accomplish something, but it might be very difficult to do it in reality from the viewpoint of man, and some of them could not be carried out as planned as expected. But I've never asked God in the refuting manner, Father God, why is it that something isn't prosperous as you said? Although it seemed that something was not going well as planned, I completely believed that God would be able to change every situation in an instant. And through that intervention of God, I have witnessed His greater glory being revealed. You know it, right? When the situation did not change in a moment, I believed God had a good plan to give us better things. And you saw it too. You have witnessed until now. You have seen that His goodwill, His will has been revealed and He was glorified. You have witnessed it so many times. And later on, I came to be certain that God the Father fulfilled as He had said. So if you really want to glorify God greatly in this year of 2005, the year of glory, I hope you will act on the faith in God and trust the good God in any circumstances in your good heart. Dear brothers and sisters, when the man of flesh see these kind of pictures on this newspaper, they will be happy and they will be satisfied with this kind of picture because they make any kind of peace. But God didn't command us to do this. God didn't command us to compromise with any kind of image of creatures or any kind of idols. Do you think it's a peace? They don't know the real peace. They don't know the truth. It seems to be peace right in front of their eyes. But at the end, later on, this is not the real one. This is the only thing which please the evil Satan. When I say this in this place, I will be protested by them again. But I have to say this. We have to follow whatever God tells us to do. All the angels and all the prophets in heaven will be angered at this kind of picture and this kind of incident. I asked one of you to find any kind of sentence in the Bible saying that you can compromise with any kind of idols or you can worship any kind of image of creatures. You will not find it. You cannot find it. You have to believe in Bible. You have to believe in God. If you are happy with the fact that you have sowed and acted on the faith in God and unchangingly thankful to God, even when you face difficulties which was not expected, He will certainly bless you and reward you more than you have sowed. I pray in the name of the Lord that all of you join the blessing and His glory. Dear brothers and sisters, let's smell the aroma of goodness which was made by Daniel while he was glorifying God. At the time of King Darius of Persia, Daniel was appointed as one of the three administrators of the whole kingdom and sat on the second highest position next to the king. but he was accused by wicked people who became jealous of him. The wicked administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and he was neither corrupt nor negligent. So they plotted an evil scheme to accuse Daniel when they knew that Daniel made it a rule to pray to God following the law of God. They knew Daniel had prayed to God 3 times a day. So they asked their king to issue an edict and enforce the decree that anyone who prays to any god or man during the next 30 days except the king should be thrown into the lion's den. And they told the king to sign on the document of the decree in case anybody should reverse it. But Daniel had such an excellent spirit and understanding and wisdom. He could notice what kind of schemes they had plotted and what was happening around him. Besides, he was so greatly favored and trusted by the king that he could tell the king what they had plotted and for what purpose they had done so. If he had done so, their evil scheme would have been demolished in advance because the king trusted Daniel so much. However, Daniel neither reported to the king nor protested against the wicked people. He kept silent because he trusted God from the bottom of his heart. Though Daniel learned that the decree had been signed and published by the king, he prayed 3 times a day, giving thanks to his God, just as usual. That was because Daniel had a good heart in which he would not like to harm anyone. When I learned that somebody has made a mistake or somebody made a false statement to me, I didn't reveal him or her to anyone because God would do something to him or her. It is not my job. God is Almighty. I leave everything unto Him. If His false statements or His lie is up to the limit, then I just pray to God. But think about it. When we went on to a missionary trip to every country, there has been obstacles. The obstacles which were made by our own Korean people. But I've never complained it. By their doing so, our missionary plan was advertised more greatly. But after the crusade, all the people in other countries know that that was the lie and that was the false statement, and they thank me all the time. And then they start to believe whatever God has performed in front of their eyes when I gave them God's miracles and wonders. But I'm still wondering, why they are doing the same things all over and over and over and again. When we went to India for Indian crusade, there was a law to prevent us from having any kind of ceremony spreading gospel. When I went to a certain country, somebody told me that there is a place where a million people could gather. But when I went to that place, I wasn't satisfied with the place. Just look at this place. How huge this is. This place can hold more than a million people. That was because Daniel had a good heart in which he would not like to harm anyone. It would be obvious for them to be harmed if he reported everything to the king. But he never desired to harm anybody with the king's favor toward him. Even though they plotted evil schemes toward him, and he might suffer some serious harm and receive the threat of life, he would not harm the wicked people. How good Daniel was. Even if I have to sacrifice my own lives, I should just follow God's rule. That's what Daniel said. And Daniel fully believed that it is only God who governs life and death, blessing and woes of men. This kind of faith of Daniel was deemed to be good in God's sight. How about you? If you are not careful with your words and deeds, even when you know that your words will do some people harm, it is a proof that you stay far away from goodness. Some of the words which can do someone harm will be removed as much as you have accomplished goodness in your heart. You will not say such words immediately, or in a case you must say it, then you may say it in a good expression. Chances are that there may be someone who reports some faults or weakness to his or her dear seniors, pretending to worry about them. This kind of thing is warned in Proverbs 17:9. He who covers over an offense promotes love, but whoever repeats the matter separates close friends. He may think he says those things for the sake of them or for the sake of the kingdom of God, but he must cover the faults of others with good heart. I hope you may have such a good heart as not to harm anybody, but to seek for others' benefits. Dear brothers and sisters, Daniel's faith was so steadfast and unchanging that wicked people had already known it. They expected Daniel would pray as he had done before, although he knew the document of the decree was signed by the king, and they tried to accuse Daniel of this fact. And as they plotted, Daniel prayed to God three times a day as usual, and this was found easily by them. Then the wicked man immediately came to the king and accused Daniel of violating the signed decree. At that moment, the king realized the decree was their plot to fall down Daniel. It says in Daniel 6:14, when the king heard this, he was greatly distressed. You can see how greatly God loved Daniel. He was determined to rescue Daniel and made every effort until sundown to save him. He was so distressed. When the king hesitated, those wicked men went as a group to the king and told him, "No decree or edict that the king issues could be changed according to the law of the kingdom." Just look at these people, how wicked they were. If they loved their king and loved their nations, they should have good heart in them. And they should love Daniel, who has good heart in him. When we look back on our own history, you can see these kind of people a lot. Joseon Dynasty, Goryeo Dynasty, and Three Nations. We can see lots of wicked people who try to plot a wicked scheme to fall down their rivals. You know that from our history that all the good-hearted person or the servant of the Lord has been accused of whatever they have done by the wicked people. They had to go to the prison for many years, and when they came back, still there are other people who was trying to accuse of him again and again. There was no peace at all. The wicked people kept trying the wicked scheme over and over again. They were the people who said they were moral. But when we look back on whatever they did, do you think they were moral? They were just wicked people. There was a TV program called Lee Sun-shin, the General Lee. I didn't have enough time to watch the drama, but I liked it. But when you have time to watch the TV, just look at the people carefully. There are some parties and some wicked people who try to accuse General Lee. But the General Lee never complained. He never wanted to do any harm to anyone. General Lee was trying to make peace with everyone. He always thought how he could make peace with their supporters or their rivals to defeat the enemies.
Yeah.
And that's why he had such a wisdom to defeat the Japanese troops. He had 30 battles, and he won every of it. He just won the battles and over again. So the king could resist anymore and commanded them to throw Daniel into the lion's den. And he said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you serve continually, rescue." The king did not say so because he fully believed in God, but it tells us how deeply Daniel had planted God into the king's heart. When you go to Middle East countries, you know they don't worship God. But still, they know who Jesus Christ is and what I am to serve God and what kind of servant to God I am. Because Daniel was deemed trustworthy in every deed, the king kept Daniel's words in his mind whenever Daniel testified to God. Now the king could not conceal his miserable heart because he did not protect his loved man, Daniel, and let him be thrown into the lion's den. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night without eating and without any entertainment being brought to him, and he could not sleep. At the first light of dawn, the king got up and hurried to the lion's den. When he came near the den, he called to Daniel in an anguished voice, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue from the lions?" The king expected Daniel had already lost his life, and his body had been torn into pieces and eaten up by the lions. He never expected Daniel is still alive. But why did he cry it out like this? Because he loved him so much. The king loved Daniel so much. But to his amazement, Daniel's voice was heard from the inside of the den. Daniel even answered, "O king, live forever." You were impressed by his words, right? I was supposed to come back by Tuesday, but when you heard that I would be here by Saturday, you were so moved and you gave me a big applause. "O king, live forever. May God send his angel and he shut the mouths of the lions." By God sent his angel and he shut the mouths of the lions so that they can hurt me. He can do everything. Our God can do everything. It's a matter of if you really believe in him and if you really depend on him. If you love him and if you follow whatever he says, then he will send his angels and his warriors to protect you from anything. God shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me because I was found innocent in his sight. Important thing is he's innocent. "Nor have I ever done any wrong before you, O king." Each word that Daniel confessed comforted and pleased the heart of the king. If he had ever felt sorry for being mistreated, he would not have confessed this kind of goodness. Rather, he would have said in complaint and ill feelings, "O king, I've never harmed the king or anybody, but why did you listen to the words of wicked people and drive me into death? But Lord, how could you send me into the lion's den? But look, my God sent his angels and shut the mouths of the lions so that none of them would harm me. Now, could you be certain that I am innocent? Clarify my innocence before everybody." If it did so, then the king would have been at a loss and greatly embarrassed. But Daniel never complained because he was worrying about the king might be embarrassed. But in fact, Daniel had no complaint or ill feelings toward the king at all. Rather, he worried whether the king would feel painful and sorrowful after he was thrown into the lion's den. And Daniel wanted to let the king know he had survived in the terrible den as soon as possible, so that the king could stop lamenting. I didn't allow my worship team to follow me to the northern country. When I did that, I was trying to comfort their mind. I knew that it's better for them not to follow me. But I know their feelings. They were eager to follow me to everywhere I may go. But I know it's not a pleasant trip. But still, I try to comfort their mind. So I told Pastor Lee that it was better for you not to follow me. But Lee Jong-sun pastor said that, "But still, I still want to follow you wherever you may go. But I don't want them to have any kind of unpleasant trip." I just went there with minimum members. You know, I didn't keep this Bible with me this time. This is the Bible I always keep with me. But this time, I've just taken the smallest Bible, because I know what's going to happen. When the king hurried to the lion's den at the first light of dawn, Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever," and comforted him, and then he spoke about the work of God. If you're in Daniel's shoes, could you confess those good words as Daniel did? Let's say, when your opinions were rejected and the duty seemed to go wrong in its result, what would you say? Have you encouraged other members to rely on God steadfastly, saying, "Now let's look for a better way. If we depend on God to the last, God will work for good"? Or have you pointed out others' errors and offended their feelings, saying, "Well, you have not followed my advice, so our job's gone wrong like this"? You see, whenever I meet people, they never fail to make any kind of complaints in front of me. Whenever I heard this, I felt sorry for them. And I was wondering how they were not able to change themselves. I told them to change themselves so that they can come to the goodness. If they accomplish goodness, then they will feel just happy and their wishes and desires will be answered right away from God. But they don't do it. This kind of word would double the burden of others who have already felt burdensome about wrong results. When I look back on what God said before I went on a trip to northern country, I could see that God has given me every kind of answers to every kind of situations and questions. And I saw some people who went to the wrong direction opposite to what God has directed. I know that now God trained one of I know that God has trained them this time so that they can change themselves and later on they can follow God's command, whatever the situation is. If they do it, I'll be very much satisfied. But when they did something wrong, I never complained. Rather, I praised them. I just pointed based on what God said. You did this good, but you did this wrong. I just comforted them. There is no person who is best at everything. And there is no person who can do it in their first try. The person would already feel sorry and would like to hide and disappear. But if you say so, how terrible he would feel. No matter how right your words are, if the words would give them burden and offend their feelings, you must abstain from it. A good-hearted person will control this kind of word in his heart. He will understand their place and say and act so that they might not feel sorry. If you do serve each other in this manner, not only at the church but also at your home, discord or breaking of peace will never happen. Between husband and wives, at your home, if you serve each other in this manner, there is no discord. The enemy devil will never gain the chance to break in, but they will go away. But still there are some people who doesn't obey his words, so that there is always discord and the breaking of peace in their home. I hope you will first serve others rather than to be served, so that wherever you may go, everybody enjoy peace and the kingdom of heaven come on you. Dear brothers and sisters, If you have the goodness, the same kind Daniel and his three friends had, the evil one will never touch you and death will evade you. Then, what kind of disasters and troubles could come on you? If those trials and difficulties come on you, there will be the passing refinement that will reveal the greater glory of God and bring you bigger blessing. The God who sent his angel to save Daniel from the lions, and the God who protected his three friends from the blazing furnace, he is still alive today. Isaiah 43 verse 1 to 2 says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze." This kind of word comes upon those who are good without evil, and those who treat the party who is doing evil to them with goodness, and those who have perfect goodness. If you please God the Father with your good deeds, He will give the desires of your heart as if He had been waiting for your asking. May all of you long for goodness and accomplish the deeper goodness every day so that the blessing and protection of God be with you always. In the name of the Lord, I pray. Let us pray. Hallelujah, Father, I thank you for this kind of word today. Now your word has become a life in me. When you gave me words about goodness, I looked back on my early days and my actions and my faith was not based on the faithfulness and goodness. Please God, let me change myself and let me renew myself so that I can act on the goodness which you want me to act on. I thank you for showing Daniel's and his three friends' case to me that I can follow their examples. Please give me power and faith so that I can be blessed. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I would like to give you prayer for the sick. Please put your hands on your body. And if you're not sick, then please put your hands on your chest. Hallelujah, Father. Please put your hand on them. Lay your hand from top to bottom. Please give them grace and strength from heavens. Fill them with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name, go away. Evil spirits of the kingdom of heavenly air and their servants, the enemy Satan and devils, go away. Father God, please heal and strengthen. Be cured. All kinds of disease, go away. Please revive the dead nerves and recover the ruptured tissues. Beyond space and time, please heal your children attending this service through satellites and internet. Please heal your children in hospital as well. Please guard all the church members and all your children all over the world with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the completed greatest power of creation. Thank you for answering. I pray it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.